Hello and welcome to the Equine Physio and Rehab podcast. My name is Dr. Gillian Tabor. I'm a chartered physiotherapist and I specialise in the treatment and the rehabilitation of horses. So in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about rewarding rehab. I'm going to talk about positive reinforcement and the use and the addition of rewards when it comes to both rehab and training your horses. So from a personal point of view, I really started increasing the amount that I do with my own horse over the last 12 months. A little plug for my social media. If you look at Instagram at Dr. Gillian Tabor Physio or Facebook, Gillian Tabor Equine Physio and Rehab, you'll see that I've been posting recently quite a lot of videos and chat about how I use positive reinforcement training with my own horse. So this horse that I'm using in the videos was my own that was injured quite severely last year. He had a long period on box rest, and so I was looking for ways to, and it's called mentally enrich him, so sort of increase his quality of life, thinking about how he can sort of make the most of, if that's the right way of putting it, but trying to make it better, the fact that he actually really did need to be on box rest because he actually had a fracture of the leg and suspensory ligament damage. So I used positive reinforcement training. I actually went down the route of clicker training for a little bit of targeting, a little bit of sort of exercises that I could do in the stable, and I had quite a lot of fun with it. Now, interestingly, when I look back, I've been using reward-based training for quite a while, but in addition to my more conventional training. So a few examples were that loading a difficult horse that I had a few years ago, I used food as a reward. When I wanted to do working equitation with a horse that didn't want to go over the wooden bridge, I used a little bit of clicker training to help me with him wanting to stand on a wooden platform. I also did it to help my horse mount, for me to mount my horse, actually so that it would swing its hindquarters towards the mounting block. And when I look back even further than that, in 1998, I had my own dog for the first time. I rescued a Labrador cross Rottweiler called Bella from the Blue Cross, and we took her to dog training, and we were given a little plastic box with a metal in it that goes click click, and we used that for treating for clicking and reinforcing her for her behaviours such as sitting and waiting and staying and lying and all the rest. And it didn't seem that odd really with the dog, but it took me a while to think about integrating it into training with horses. I've started to use it quite a lot more now, and I'm exploring it, and I'm in the very early days of it. I am a very novice positive reinforcement trainer, and I'll hold my hands up to that. But I'm looking to see how it could be integrated into exercises from a rehab point of view, and trying to create, you know, positive postures, trying to have the horse moving in specific ways and isolating movements for a very functional purpose when it comes to rehab. So what is positive reinforcement training? Well, positive reinforcement training or reward-based training is one of the quadrants of operant conditioning, in which you add something nice that the horse will like after the behaviour has occurred. So that can be food, it can be a scratch, it can be anything that they really like. And it's just the other side of the quadrant to negative reinforcement, which is the application of pressure and then the release of pressure, which is the reinforcement to the horse. So it's not just clicker training. You don't have to use a click and reward. The reason that people recommend using the click and reward is that getting the food out in time at the exact moment when the horse or the animal performs the behaviour that you want to reinforce, or to say, you know, that's the right one, well done, good boy or girl, that is quite a sort of protracted event. You know, they do what you want them to do and then you have to give them the food. Whereas with the clicker, you actually do what you call condition it, so that the horse knows that the click marks the exact moment that they have done the behavior that you wanted them to do, and then food comes along afterwards, so you have that sort of bit of space. But you don't have to use the clicker. Not everybody does. But it's the same thing, positive reinforcement and reward-based training. Now, there are people out there that say that they are only positive reinforcement trainers. I would suggest that that's not wholly true. I think with horses, it is probably impossible to move away from using a little bit of pressure and release. For instance, if you're leading them with a halter on them, head collar on them, if you use your hand on them to get them to step away, if you use your weight aids on them, that's pressure and release. Legs and reins as well is all negative reinforcement, pressure and release. So if we got a horse sort of in the modern world, as it were, and they are doing modern things, and actually, you know, what about if they get injured and you have to use a little bit of force for their safety, then you will always be using negative reinforcement. However, ethically, and for sort of correct training principles, we want to have the lightest of aids used in the correct manner, so timing on and off, so the pressure goes on, behavior happens and the pressure goes off straight away, because that is then really clear to the horse that they've done the right behavior and the pressure goes away. But if you could then add on to that at the other side of things, your reward for them doing the right way, then that's going to have more of a positive effect. And it's quite interesting that there's a lot of research with regards to positive reinforcement training. And one particular study I liked is where they took ponies that had been rescued off moorland, and half were trained with pressure and release and half were trained with positive reinforcement. And those that were trained with positive reinforcement showed more contact seeking behaviour. So they were more willing to approach people and also more willing to approach scary objects. So there's obviously a side of reward-based training that reinforces this sort of curiosity and this confidence that I think actually we probably all want in our horses. So this idea that using reward-based training improves the positive emotions, it isn't just animals that have that. You know, with us humans, we like a bit of positive reinforcement. We like being told we're good. We like rewarding ourselves with perhaps chocolate or a glass of wine. And, we feel good about it. And there are certain chemicals that get released in our bodies that are the feel-good chemicals that can be given out or released as a response to these, you know, nice interactions and these positive reinforcement times. So with positive reinforcement with animals, you definitely get more engagement in the task, and therefore you get more motivation. And this is where I'm thinking about it in terms of rehab, because if we use force, if we use pressure or coercion or, you know, ropes or training aids that hold the horse down, you know, what is in it for the horse? Now, we might be able to rationalize it in the fact that actually we're doing the right thing in the short term to try and change the posture, develop the muscle, or, you know, rehab them so that optimally they will have a better musculoskeletal system. You know, that's, you know, all possible. But what about if we could reduce the amount of pressure or force that we use on these horses so that we're not using too much negative reinforcement? We're using what we need. You know, we're not compromising the welfare by using light aids and well-timed aids. But then if we add some reward on the end of it, I think this is going to be nice for the horse and also nice for us and our interaction with them. So the difficulty with positive reinforcement training is it's not actually as simple as it sort of seems. And this is a trap that I've fallen into. I thought, oh yeah, you know, you just give them the food and they know where it is. But the trouble is that you can end up with horses that frisk you for food. You know, they're mugging your pockets and they're snapping at you and biting at you. And there's also the instance where the horse is getting really frustrated. Your timing isn't very good. They're saying, look, I've tried this, I've done this, but where's the food? What's happening? And then there is some occasions there's sort of stress associated with this idea that you're trying to do something nice with them in terms of giving them a reward. So it's really important that we take our time when you're starting it. And I'd urge any of you who are interested in using reward-based training, and in addition to your more conventional training, I'm not saying ditch that, I'm saying add this in. You want to get it right from the start. And the mechanics, which is the timing and the food delivery and how that all happens, actually is something to practice. And those that are better at teaching novices at this than I ever would be, do suggest practicing with a human or practicing by yourself so you get the timing right. So it's not all about clicker training, though. It's not about always having the click. But the difficulty that you have if you don't use the click is getting your timing right. So we use the click to signal to the horse that they have done the behaviour that we are looking for. You know, it's a, yep, that's it, you've got it. That's exactly what I want. And then you've got a bit of space and a bit of time to be able to deliver the food to them, away from your body as well. And what this means is that your horse then understands the loop. And Alexander Kurland, who is probably one of the sort of main names in positive reinforcement training, talks about loopy training, saying that you have clean loops. So this cycle of you signal the behaviour happens, you mark it with the click, and then you reward, and you only get the behaviour you want, is what's called a clean loop. And I am struggling with that. I have to work on this a lot. Some of the videos that I've put up on social media, I got so excited recently about my horse actually seeking out, putting his feet on the mat, that I got my clicks and my yeses and my goods all the way wrong round, all the way round the wrong way. So it's all constant learning. But then, of course, you know, training horses always is, whether you're using pressure release or conventional training or not. But anyway, so going back to it, we need to train the correct delivery of the food. And we need to train the horse to understand that the click means, yep, that's it, you've got it. And that's then becomes a conditioned reinforcer. It's a bridge signal. And then the food is the unconditioned reinforcer, because you don't need to train that. Food is nice, so the horse understands. You need to get the food right. Different foods for different horses, different levels of hungriness and appetite and desire for food means that you might need to change what you use for reinforcing. It might be that something low value like chaff is important, lots of chewing time, or in some horses you might be able to use the sort of chunky grass nuts or the treats that you get. But whatever it is, you need to select that right for your horse. It doesn't always have to be food, though. It can be scratches and sort of touch, or in some ways stepping away from the horse, so giving it a rest and release is a reward. But that actually is negative reinforcement, because you're reducing the pressure of your body being in the area rather than you adding something nice to them. So really, primary reinforcers are the food and what they call charging your click. Teaching your horse what the click means is a real basic that you need to do. And then you can do lots and lots of funky things with it. So you can use it to target, and that's quite fun. You can do your carrot stretches with targets. You can do nose targets. You can do foot targets. And I'm working on body targets with my horse at the moment. You can use the targets to encourage movement, so the horse follows the target and walks towards it. You can use it around a reverse round pen, which is quite cool. I set one of those up in my arena where I was on the inside of a circle that I'd made. Well, it was actually an octagonal shape with cones and poles and a rope around, and then the horse followed the target around the outside of it. So I was doing walk and trot, and I was even able to generate really nice transitions up and down and then changes of direction with my horse following the target. So I thought that was really, really useful. You have to obviously train with a high rate of reinforcement, and you can't get very far away with the target initially, but then you can build it up. One thing with target training is it's not always click, reward, click, reward, click, reward constantly. You can shape behaviours, so you can mould the behaviour that you want from a little try to a real big and very careful movement that is quite specific. And that takes time as well. So the shaping idea builds time. But going back to the, you know, you don't click, reward for every step. You don't click and reward for every three steps. We need to think about the timing of the reinforcement and the variability of it and build up as well. Because horses get very, very clever at saying, well, I've done my three steps, where's my reward? So we need to think about how we introduce more behaviours and we chain those all together. So it's quite interesting. And then with the reverse round pen and targeting. So I've been doing this in my arena. My horse doesn't have a halter on, so it is purely positive reinforcement. Although saying that, I can still use my hand signals and pressure and move him around. But he's got a choice as to what he does, how much effort he puts in, whether he does want to do it at all or whether he wants to walk away. In the summer, well, I've got blackberries around the edge of my arena and he would just drift off and eat the blackberries because they were far nicer than anything I was giving him. It was reinforcing him to walk away to the blackberries. But after a while, he came back and he joined in again. And I thought that was something quite special. So there was no coercion, no, you must do this. The horse had a choice. And we know from a welfare point of view that any animal or human that has choices are going to have more sort of positive in emotions. And again, this idea of being engaged in the task and having motivation is something that I'm quite interested in. Because if we have our horse motivated, perhaps we will have an increased effort level, which will then lead to training effects. So, you know, a horse just sort of moving around in a slow, low effort won't have the same training effect as a horse that is more active, using greater ranges of motion and therefore more muscle activity. So I think, you know, this is why I'm thinking that this can be quite useful. And there is a lot of research about positive reinforcement as well, and that's what I like. Not much in to do with rehab, but there is to do with behaviour with regards to loading or approaching scary objects. There's a way that I think we can translate that into rehab, though, and that's something that I really sort of want to go down the route of. As I said, this is new to me. Well, it's 12 months worth of having a play with it. I've only just started being confident enough to put the pictures on social media. I have done a number of courses and I'm quite happy to share the names of those if anybody's interested in training. I've also got a number of books that I will share and I have read through. But really, having somebody that has done it already and can teach you through that initial process of introducing food in a nice, safe way so your horse has manners is, I think, probably really important. Much like if you want to learn to ride, then going somewhere where you've got a riding instructor is probably a good start. Although the books are really good and a lot of the books have videos associated with them, just having some eyes next to you to make sure you're doing the right thing, I think will save you problems in the long run. But in conclusion, I've really enjoyed doing what I'm doing and I've not stopped doing other things as well. My horse goes out show jumping, lessons, he competes in dressage, he's been showing, I've been doing, you know, eventing over the summer. So this isn't an either or, this is an and to me. This is, I use negative reinforcement and I'm not afraid to say so. I try to do it as ethically as possible, but I am now adding positive reward-based training into my training as well, and hopefully it'll develop and I'll end up being able to really show people how we can integrate it into rehab and what benefit it has to the horse and their musculoskeletal system whilst looking after their mental state and their emotional comfort as well. So if you've got any comments at all, if you use positive reinforcement, then yeah, please do tag me in any of your posts. I really love to learn. I'm going to try and share more as I go through my journey. At the moment, I'm teaching my horse mat to work to stand on a mat, which we're building up slowly. And I've got lots and lots of ideas as to what I want to do with that as well. So yeah, well, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you don't use positive reinforcement training, but you want to get started, then by all means, get in touch and hopefully I can point you in the right direction or even help you out myself. But above all that, I'm more than willing to have a conversation about it as well. So that's all for now. Thank you.